listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me looking gravy, baby.
I wasn't sure where to start with today's featured artist, guitar virtuoso Robin Ford, but the best place I assume would be where he's at today. His latest album, Into the Sun, shines a bright light on his artful contemporary songwriting and the stunning playing that's made him a favorite foil of such greats as Miles Davis, Joni Mitchell, George Harrison, and other legends. The five-time Grammy nominee describes the 11-song set as one of the top recordings I've ever done. A staggering observation considering his extensive discography, which embraces more than 35 albums under his own name and with his various bands. There's also Ford's session and sideman work, which includes hundreds of concert appearances and albums by Bonnie Raitt, Barbara Streisand, Charlie Musselwhite, Kiss, Ruthie Foster, Jimmy Witherspoon, and Ricky Lee Jones. So let's start off our cruise today with a few numbers off of Ford's latest album, Into the Sun, and then we'll go back a few years and study a little history of this musician, who's actually done nothing but be a musician all his life. Robin Ford today on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
We'll be right back. just board that train. I'm tired of chasing your runaways, and my legs feel the pain. And oh, do you hear what I'm saying? Down there on the tracks, there's no place for you to be playing. And oh, can you hear me now? Well, you look over your shoulder, just forget all about it somehow. Tell me where you gonna go. Is there any other ways here? Does anybody know? Won't you send us all a postcard? Tell us how it goes. I think I see you on the same train that you were before. They build up so much shame. And oh, you don't have to do that now. You don't need to get down on yourself, spread that mess all around. It'll come around, it'll come around, it'll come around after a while. But you know everybody out there on the street just wanna see you smile.
Thank you.
to shake me down. Stone cold heaven.
Heard three songs off of Robin Ford's latest album, Into the Sun. You just heard Stone Cold Heaven, which was preceded by Same Train, and we started off with Cause of War. I first heard Robin Ford in 1988 on his Talk to Your Daughter album. It was on a radio program of the likes that you're listening to today on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. Part of my drive to continue Cruising the Blues is to introduce the listening public to artists that they perhaps have not heard before, and artists that are very exceptional songwriters and musicians. So let's go back to this early Robin Ford album with the title cut, Talk to Your Daughter, a Ford interpretation of a J.B. Lenore song, followed by another cover of B.B. King's Help the Poor. Early cuts of Robin Ford on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Please talk to your daughter for me. to your daughter. You should talk to your daughter. You should talk to your daughter. You should talk to your daughter. She done made me love her, and I ain't gonna leave her be. listening to my plea.
At the age of 10, Robin Ford attended a high school concert where his older brother Patrick was playing drums in a band. At a certain point, a kid came out and did a solo on a saxophone, and Robin was blown away. He asked his mom for a sax and actually played that instrument more than the guitar, which he had played off and on starting at the age of 13. He played the sax up until he was 22, and then guitar became his primary instrument of choice. His first influence was Michael Bloomfield of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Robin states that his primary music genre is jazz, and he still listens to jazz more than any other genre, which you can hear in his music. Miles Davis has probably had the biggest influence on me as a stylist, Ford said. It's not about the instrument, it's about the style of playing and an approach to making music. The beautiful note against that chord, the sound of the note, all those things are what turn me on about any musician. When asked, aside from Bloomfield, who are some of the other guitar players that influence your learning style, Ford replied, certainly Eric Clapton in his recordings with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, the first Cream record, and Jimi Hendrix. But as was the case with B.B. King, I couldn't play like Jimmy, but I listened to them both a lot. In 1992, Ford returned to the blues roots and formed the group The Blue Line. So here's a cutoff of that first album of Robin Ford and the Blue Line, Prison of Love. Robin Ford on Cruisin' the Blues.
You used to be my good thing. Long when you needed me. Now you've left me with a price to pay. Now you're gone, and it's my turn to suffer. Locked in a prison of love, locked up in a prison of love. Now I've always said that a man should be free. How could loving be a sin? But I found out when you turned and left your key, you might as well have locked me in. Yeah, you're gone, and it's my turn to suffer. Locked in a prison of love, locked up in a prison of love. We'll be right back.
prison. Baby, it makes him a little blind, looking for something and he just can't see that sweet little girl by his side. Yeah, you're gone, and it's my turn to suffer, locked in a prison of love. Suffer.